All right, let's build a swung brake roll in Ableton Live 12 that feels smoky, human, and perfect for old-school jungle or warehouse-style DNB. This is a beginner lesson, so we're keeping it simple, but we're still going for that proper late-night vibe. The goal is not just to make a drum loop. The goal is to make a loop that moves, breathes, and leaves space for vocals, tension, and a big drop. First, set your tempo somewhere around 172 BPM. That's a sweet spot for this kind of drum and bass energy. Now open a new MIDI track or audio track, and load a break sample or a drum rack with break style sounds. If you've got a classic break sample with a bit of noise, ghost notes, and simple texture, that's ideal. That dusty character is part of the magic. If you're using drum rack, keep the kit basic. You only need a kick, snare, closed hat, maybe an open hat, and a few ghost snare sounds. If you're slicing an audio break in simpler, that works too. The main thing is to start with something that already has personality. In jungle and old school DNB, the source sound matters a lot. Now build a simple 1-bar or 2-bar roll pattern first. Don't worry about swing yet. Just get the rhythm happening. Put your kick on the downbeat, snare on beat 2 and beat 4, then add a few extra ghost notes around those main hits. You can also add a short burst of repeated snare notes near the end of the bar to create that rolling tension. If you're drawing MIDI, think in layers of energy. Your main snare should be strong and obvious. The ghost hits should be much softer. A good starting point is around 90 to 110 velocity for the main snare, 25 to 55 for ghost notes, and somewhere in the middle for hats. That contrast is what makes the groove feel alive. If everything hits at the same level, the loop gets flat really fast. Now let's add swing. Open Ableton's groove pool and drag in one of the built-in swing grooves. You can try an MPC-style groove or one of Ableton's drum grooves. Apply it to the clip and start with a light amount, around 20 to 35%. If it feels too stiff, you can push it a little more, but don't overdo it. The vibe we want is lean and smoky, not sloppy and overshuffled. A really important thing here is that DNB swing is not house swing. You do not want the whole thing wobbling around like a dance loop from another genre. Keep the snare stable and let the smaller hits lean back. That's what gives you that warehouse feel. Now go into the MIDI clip and make a few manual timing tweaks. This is where the loop starts to feel human. Move some of the ghost notes slightly late, maybe 5 to 15 milliseconds behind the grid. You can even leave one or two notes slightly early for tension. Keep your main hits anchored, but let the smaller notes drag a little. That tiny push and pull is a huge part of the old school feel. Think of it like a tired but locked-in drummer playing in a dark room. The timing is not perfect, but it feels right. That slight instability gives the rhythm character. Now let's shape the groove with velocity. This matters a lot, especially because we're thinking about vocals too. In this style, the break roll should support the vocal, not fight it. If a chopped vocal lands in the same space as the drum accents should leave room and then answer the vocal instead of crowding it. So accent the first hit of each little group, and lower the repeated notes after it. If a vocal chop hits on the offbeat, let the break roll breathe around it. Main hits should be loud and confident. Ghost hits should be quieter and almost like little whispers underneath the rhythm. Now it's time to add some Ableton stock processing and make the loop feel like one performance instead of separate samples. Put saturator on the break or drum group. You only need a little drive, maybe 1 to 4 dB, just to thicken the sound and bring out some warmth. If the transients are getting too sharp, use soft clip. This adds a bit of grit and old school density. Next, drop in EQ8. If the break is muddy, cut a little around 200 to 400 Hz. If it's boxy, you might dip a little around 500 to 800 Hz. Keep the low end tidy so it doesn't fight your bassline. In jungle and DNB, the drums and bass need to work together. They should feel like a conversation, not a fight. You can also try drum bus for some glue. Keep the drive subtle, maybe 5 to 20%, and only add a bit of transients if you want more crack. If your sub is already strong, don't overdo boom. The point is to make the roll feel more unified, not to turn it into a giant thump. If you want a darker build, use auto filter. A low pass sweep over a breakdown can sound great under vocals. Start open, then slowly close it down to make the whole section feel like it's sinking into smoke. That's classic warehouse energy right there. Now here's the part that makes the loop feel like it's going somewhere. Add tiny variations every 2 or 4 bars. Don't let the pattern loop identically forever. Remove one ghost hit in bar 4. Add an extra snare pickup before the drop. Open the hat for just 1 bar, or bring in a little vocal tail as a fill. That's a really good trick, by the way. Since this lesson is in the vocals area, think of the vocal and drum roll as a call and response. Let the vocal phrase lead, Then let the break answer, a chopped word, a breath, or even a tiny reverse vocal snippet can make the transition feel intentional and musical. Also, check the loop with the bass. This is a big one. A break roll might sound amazing on its own, but once the sub comes in, you may notice the kick is clashing or the low mids are stacking up. So solo the drums with the bass, then bring in the vocal. If the groove still feels good in context, you're in a strong place. If it only sounds good solo, adjust it. Use EQ8 if needed to clean up muddiness. Keep your low end strong but controlled. In heavier DNB, the kick, bass, and roll all need space. If the break is stealing too much energy, remove a layer rather than adding more. Beginner jungle often gets better when the pattern is leaner, not busier. If you want extra smoky character, you can resample the roll once it feels good. Freeze it, flatten it, or bounce it to audio, then chop it again. That often gives the whole thing more grit and commitment. You can also layer a very quiet noise texture or a little vinyl crackle underneath for atmosphere. Keep it subtle. You want a sense of room and dust, not a noisy mess. A really nice trick is to send only the ghost notes to a short, dark reverb on a return track. That gives them a little warehouse space while keeping the main drums punchy and dry. Small details like that can make the rhythm feel deep without turning it blurry. Let's talk about the arrangement for a second. A great way to use this kind of roll is as a pre-drop build or a 4-bar tension section under a vocal phrase. You can start sparse, then slowly make the roll busier, then thin it back out right before the drop. That contrast is everything. In DNB, the energy often comes from what you remove just as much as what you add. For example, you might do this. First bar, simple roll and vocal. Second bar, add a few more ghost hits. Third bar, filter the drums down a bit and let the vocal breathe. Fourth bar, bring in a snare pickup and then hit the drop. That creates motion without making the section feel cluttered. And here's a pro mindset tip. Don't think of the roll as just a fill. Think of it as supporting motion. It should pull the track forward quietly. The best warehouse style rolls don't scream for attention. They just make the whole tune feel more alive. So to recap the workflow, start with a break that has character, build a simple roll, add light swing with groove pool, move a few ghost notes late by hand, use velocity to create contrast, shape the sound with a little saturation and EQ, and then add tiny variations so the loop evolves. Finally, check everything with the bass and vocal together, because context is where the real groove lives. For your practice challenge, make a 2-bar loop at 172 BPM. Use drum rock or a chopped break. Add light groove pool swing. Move at least 4 ghost notes slightly late. Make sure your main hits are clearly louder than the ghost notes. Add one stock effect like saturator, drum bus, or EQ8. Then place a vocal chop or vocal tail on top and make sure the drums leave space for it. Duplicate the loop once and change one small thing in the second bar. If the groove still feels good when the vocal is muted, that means the drum movement is strong. If it also supports the vocal when it comes back in, then you've got that proper smoky warehouse vibe. Keep it tight, keep it dusty, and keep it intentional. That swung break roll can instantly make your jungle and old school DNB ideas feel like a record.